الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات القصاص، فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that if the non-believers, the mushrikeen of Makkah, start fighting during the months, the sacred months, and in the Haram Sharif, which is a sacred place, then you too have permission, and in fact you are now commanded that you also fight back. So when occasion like this arises, that both things are haram, but then you see which is the greater haram, and you stay away from that, and you do the lesser. That it is not permissible to fight during the months of the sacred months, neither is it permissible to fight at the Haram Sharif. But when the occasion comes and you have to do it, then you are commanded to do that. So with regard to the sacred place, the Haram, that was discussed previously. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains about the Haram Sharif, that it is a sacred place. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters it will have complete safety and security. But if the non-believers start fighting there at the Haram also, then it is permissible, and in fact you are commanded that you also fight back. So Allah says, أَشْهْرُ الْحَرَامُ بِشَهْرِ الْحَرَامُ. حُرْمَتْ وَالَى مَهِنَا بَدْلَ مُقَابِلْ هُوَ حُرْمَتْ وَالَى مَهِنَا كَا. The sacred months are in contrast, in comparison to the sacred months. That is, if the non-believers uphold the sacred months, then you also uphold them. But if they violate the laws and they start fighting, then you also have the full permission, and in fact you are commanded that you also fight back. وَالْحُرُمَاتُ قِصَاسِ or adab rakhne mein badla hai. And it is, as far as it is summarized again here, that in the sacred months or the sacred place, if they fight, then you also fight. That is the revenge for that. Well, if they don't fight, you also don't fight. And if they fight you, then also retaliate only to the extent that they have fought. Don't go beyond the limits. وَمَنِ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِرْ جِسْنَ تُمْ پَرْ زِيَادَتِ كِي. Whoever does, transgresses the limits and bounds, and they fight in the Haram Sharif, فَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ تُمْ اُسْ پَرْ زِيَادَتِ كَرُوْ. Then you also fight back up against them. مِمِثْلِ مَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ جَيْسَ اُسْنَ زِيَادَتِ كِي تُمْ پَرْ. Just as they had transgressed and gone over the limits, in the same way now you also fight back, and you also meet them as they have met you. That is, when they have done wrong and they are fighting you in the Haram Sharif, then you have the full permission, and in fact you are commanded that you fight back. Similarly, in the sacred place, the Haram of Makkah, where fighting is not permissible, but if they fight you there, they break that laws, then you also fight them back, and to the extent that they have fought you. And in all this, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ or دَرْتَ رَهُ Allah say, and keep on fearing Allah Ta'ala, that you do not retaliate more than what they have done against you. And in the process also, in the fighting back, don't kill women, don't kill children, don't kill old people. All those things, then too, you must keep it in mind. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Or جان لو کہ اللہ ساتھ ہے پرہیزگاروں کے. And remember always that Allah is with those people who have the fear of Allah Ta'ala, who bring iman and who obey Allah. Allah's help is with those people. So don't you look at their outward power. They might have much, much more power against you, material and outward power, but Allah's help is not with them. Allah's help is with those people who have taqwa. And even today, if the Muslims have taqwa as is required, even if they don't have weapons, Allah's help will be with them, and they will be able to overpower the non-believers. But when unfortunately we are living lives like the non-believers, and we are following them in what they are doing, then Allah's help is not with such people. Then those people who have material power, they will overpower us. On one occasion, when giving a talk of this nature in London, after that one brother came to me and told me that he's from India or Pakistan, and every year he goes and visits there. And he lives in a Jewish neighborhood. And when he comes back, he says his Jewish neighbor comes in and asks me always that how many people are coming for Fajr. I tell him, which are always few numbers, not much people. Then on one occasion I asked him, but why do you ask me this question all the time? He said, the day your masjids get full at Fajr time, how they get full at Jummah time, we won't fight you people. Then we know Allah's help is with you and we cannot fight you. But as long as deen is not in your lives, and then the matter is on material power. And material power we have got more, so we will be on top of you. But the day Allah's help is with you, that is when you have taqwa, when you obey the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then we will not even fight you. We know that we cannot fight the power of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a basic thing which even the non-believers understand, but unfortunately Muslims don't understand. We live our lives like the non-believers. All their fashions, all their lifestyle, their brand names and everything, and we take pride in that. And we don't have regard for sunnah. We don't have regard for the commandments of Allah. So in that case, Allah's help is not with us. Just by name that we are Muslims, that does not qualify us to get the help of Allah Ta'ala. In reality, when we have Islam in our lives, Iman and Taqwa, then Allah does not look at material power. Allah's help is with a person, and when Allah's help is with him, then they will overpower all. In the Battle of Badr, Muslims were only 313, very ill-equipped, very unprepared for the battle. The Mushrikeen came over 1,000, and very well prepared, very well equipped, but this 313 overpowered them. Allah's help was with them. Wherever it is like that, in Afghanistan, when they observed the commands of Allah, though they were so ill-equipped against an army like America, with the whole world, the Allied forces, the NATO with them, but they overpowered them. That is all with the help of Allah, and when we have got deen in our lives. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand and to bring deen and not follow in the ways of the kuffar. If we are following them, we can never overpower them. It's not even a dream, it can never happen. If we live our lives as we are supposed to live, according to Quran and Hadith, the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah's help will be with us, and no power can stand against that power of taqwa, of Iman and Islam. May Allah give us proper understanding and live our lives correctly and as Allah Ta'ala wants.